Hi, I'm Dr. Emily Deans. I'm an instructor in psychiatry at Harvard Medical School, and I'm here today as part of our ongoing monthly video series on diet, lifestyle, and mental health for Medscape Psychiatry. Today, I'm going to be talking about the microbiome. You may be wondering what the microbiome, which is our 37 to 100 trillion little beasties in our guts, have to do with the brain and psychiatric illness. But it turns out that emerging research has shown that there's really a profound link between the gut and the brain. We tend to think of lifestyle affecting the brain via the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. The chronic stress, chronic derangements of this HPA axis, along with underlying genetic vulnerability to psychiatric illness, cause psychiatric symptoms. And we know that these symptoms are associated with neuroinflammation and also elevation of certain inflammatory serum cytokines as well. So what does that have to do with our gut? Well, as it turns out, everything. These gut microbiomes, it's a key component of our immune system and mediates actually a lot of the communication along our HPA axis. The gut microbiome has three different ways of communicating with the brain, hormonally, via the immune system, and also via direct mechanisms. Some of the microorganisms in your gut actually do release neurotransmitters that do speak to your brain via the vagus nerve. Animal studies have shown that you can change a rodent's behavior just by changing the microbiome. There are numerous ways to do this, including probiotics, antibiotics, prebiotics, which are fibers that feed the microbiota, and also fecal transplants. In human studies, the administration of probiotics has been shown to reduce negative thinking in healthy human subjects and reduce anxiety in subjects undergoing cancer treatment. One dramatic, rather small study was showed that the administration of probiotics to babies significantly reduced their developing autism or ADHD 13 years later. Right now, researchers are even working on strains of so-called psychobiotics that we might be using as part of our armamentarium in the future to fight mental illness. What can we do right now? Well, we do know that poor sleep, poor diet, chronic stress, too much alcohol, all of these things adversely affect our microbiome. The effect is almost immediate. You can have a 40% reduction in the diversity of your microbiome within about 10 to 14 days of eating a highly processed food diet, for example. It's believed that this dietary interaction with the microbiome may explain why people who eat a traditional whole foods diet are up to 40% more resilient to stress and against developing mental illness in the population than those who eat a processed Western foods diet. Recommending avoiding processed foods for the most part and reinforcing good sleep habits are strong evidence-based recommendations that you as a clinician can make today that can help your patient and their microbiome at the same time. If your patients also have irritable bowel syndrome, there's also now a large body of evidence that recommending probiotics can help not only their irritable bowel, but possibly also anxiety and associated depression as well. Every month, new and exciting studies emerge about microbiome and mental health, and we'll be sure to keep on top of the evidence and report back to you here at Medscape Psychiatry. If you want to dive deeper right now, below we're going to attach several studies, many of which are open access and are great reads for you. Thank you and have a great day.